So how can we practically live according to scripture? Sometimes we know something is right, but still we are not able to do it. Yeah, there is a process of gradual learning. We can't expect that we will, one day we are behaving in a particular way, and again the next day we'll start behaving in a different way. See, our growth in scriptural learning is not digital, it is analog. That means it's that with every day that we are trying to study scripture, we are trying to chant Hare Krishna, we are associating with devotees, now our inner conception of life is changing. And as the inner conception of life will change, then gradually our external choices will also change. So at one level, we strive conscientiously to make the right choices. Okay, so when I feel tempted by this, when I feel troubled by this, I try to focus on Krishna. That is, we are working at the level of conscious choice. We should strive for that. But sometimes we'll succeed, sometimes we'll not succeed. But more important is, at a fundamental level, by studying scripture, what our conceptions themselves are changing. As our conceptions change, as we start realizing more and more that I'm a spiritual being, that real happiness comes in connecting with Krishna. Then as the subconscious level change happens, then consciously the choices will gravitate towards the better over a period of time. So we try for making consciously the right choices, but we don't become discouraged. We focus on continue the process of bhakti, which will purify us at a fundamental subconscious level. It's like a mother, the child may want to play. And a mother will say, when a child starts playing, the mother will say, come back and study. Child will start want to play, again the mother says, come back and study. But the mother keeps doing that. But at the same time, the child is also by the natural biological process growing. And the child grows, the child's intelligence also grows. Now the way a mother has to tell a 5-year-old or 10-year-old child to study, the mother doesn't have to tell a 25-year-old postgraduate student to study. Isn't it? Because the intelligence has grown. They understand that this is what is important for me and I'll do it myself. So like that, at one level, we have to use our intelligence to make the childlike mind focus. It goes off in wrong directions, bring it back. But as long as we are practicing the process of bhakti, by that we are also growing. And as we keep growing, our understanding deepens, our conceptions evolve. And then the right choice will become more and more natural for us. That way, both by exercising our willpower to choose, make the right choices, and by exposing ourselves to the process of bhakti, which will make the right choices more natural for us, we will be able to more and more live according to scripture in our life. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji, you had a question.